Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, with a name like yours, you must have some Irish heritage, right?
Very much so, Jim. I've been a regular at the Irish pub in Falls Church for years.
All right, Patrick, have you come down yet over Flying Nun Week 2?
Yeah, I think so. It was a lot of fun, and we missed you, Jim, and it was nice to hang out with Nick, but that's really a once-a-year kind of event. It takes you a long time to recharge from all that intensity.
It's a special event for Rock in the Suburbs. Once a year, we talk about this indie music from an indie label in New Zealand,
right?
That's our...
that's how we roll. And to all our regular listeners, welcome back after taking a week off.
No, not at all.
Hopefully, but
it's kind of like our version of Shark Week,
it
right?
Really is.
Flying Nun Week.
Yeah.
Do you have enough material for next year?
I don't know, but
okay.
I'm pretty sure
used
Nick,
it all up.
No, I think Nick would answer in the affirmative for sure.
Okay. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And as we mentioned, I'm back now. I was off for a week.
Yep.
You have a week off coming up, and we're making some plans for that.
I can't wait to see what's going to happen in my absence. Hopefully, I return from hiking in
tough.
Texas.
It's tough. There's a lot of conversations happening right now behind the scenes as to what we're going to talk about while you're out. But before we get into today's topic, which is new music from April, we got some free stuff
Woo-hoo! Here
in the mail. I have not opened this. I just sort of like started to open it, so I don't have to waste time tearing through it. But
okay. Actually,
now I can't even get that here.
We may have to tag team this one.
This is from Barrett Reese.
Okay. Is this whole part coming out?
There's a box in. Yes, I think so. Jeez.
Maybe it's
it
not.
It is wrapped.
All right, Barrett.
Solid.
There's
here.
Wires coming out of this thing.
There's
Hold on.
Tape. Wires. Wait. No, actually.
All right.
It's really heavy.
Yeah, it really is.
This must have cost something. There's a lot of tape involved.
Okay.
And as I...
Do you think he made action figures of us or bobbleheads?
Well, as I...
Jim and Patrick bobblehead.
You can hear a certain amount of sloshing happening in the box.
I like that.
Yeah. So maybe that's why he really had to protect this
thing.
Yeah,
could be.
To keep it...
Something
anything
consumable.
Bad happening here. Any breakage and...
Oh, that would be terrible,
spillage.
Wouldn't it?
There's one last piece of tape.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
We're opening the box.
Bubble wrap.
By the way, if people want to send us free stuff, we have a P.O. box now.
We
need to mention that address.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
Okay.
We'll get that before the end of the show.
Whoa.
There we go.
Oh, look at that, Jim.
There we go. What is that? What is it?
Pennsylvania rye whiskey. Organic rye whiskey made from scratch with regional grain from our family-owned distillery in Pittsburgh. Is that Weigel?
Right there. Weigle. Weigle is the distiller.
Yeah.
American whiskey born in Pittsburgh. All right.
Wow. That's fantastic. What a thoughtful gift.
84 proof.
Yeah.
Family owned distillery in Pittsburgh. Okay. This is cool.
Yeah.
This is great. I'm going to save this. I'm not going to break the seal right now because as we're recording this particular episode, it's kind of too early.
A little
day,
bit, even for us.
And I do have stuff going on today. Or I might even break that rule, but I'll save this till we record again at a more appropriate
time of day.
And then we'll do a tasting on air.
Oh,
how about
it.
That?
That would be fantastic. Yeah.
Although actually you're going to be out next week, right?
What are the chances, Jim, that that's going to be here when I get back?
Yeah. Now that I think about it, because I think we're going to have some guests come in, I think. So you may or may not get a taste
all
of this.
Right.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, let me know.
Try to save you some.
Just record it.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
All right, cool. I'll set
Thank
that
you,
there.
Barrett.
For patrons of the show who get the behind-the-scenes videos
Beautiful. On
Patreon, I'm holding that up
They got
the
to see
camera.
Us struggling to open
yeah.
that, too.
All right. Okay, so here we go. Let's... there's one more thing. Speaking of Patreon, go to patreon.com/suburbspod, and you can help support the show and keep the show going,
yeah.
and you get some extra stuff, as I mentioned, videos and advanced episodes and other things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just fun, random things that you post, or we have some other ideas. But anyway, we do have a new patron, and everybody who is a patron gets a shout out on the show.
First
and foremost, and Mike Coley of upstate New York.
Thank you, Mike.
He is a new patron.
That's fantastic.
And he joined at the level where he is going to get to be a guest
on
the show from time to time.
Fabulous.
So that's one of the
perks.
If you're at a certain level, you get to be a guest every quarter,
yeah,
something like that. Our accountants, you know, work
that
all out.
Every fiscal year.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so thank you, Mike, for that. And as I mentioned, go to patreon.com/suburbspod.
Yeah.
All right. New music from April. What do you got, Patrick?
Well, Jim, as you know, we love music here on Rockin' the Suburbs. And every now and then, just one of those things happens where you hear a song and then you listen to the whole record and suddenly you're like, wow, you can still do it with guitars and bass and drums,
yeah,
and a brand new band. And somehow this band called Fontaines DC, I don't know the story behind that name because they're an Irish band, as you'll hear right away in this very... bracing, I guess, is the best word to choose there for this song. It's bracing. The lyrics are just, I love the one line you're going to hear about Dublin. I think it's so clever. And let's just play that and we'll talk a little bit about this band. But it's Fontaines DC and the song is called Big.
Dublin in the rain is mine. A pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stands those sheets for the birdhouse jail. All mescaline when the past is stale. Pale. Dublin in the rain is mine. A pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Slick little boy with a mind of rich. Pulling that thread for the next big fix. This. My childhood was small. My childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. My childhood was small. My childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. Well, Dublin in the rain is mine. A pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stamps those sheets for the bird.
I had to cut that one off because it's only a minute 45.
Yeah, it's
so
a very short song.
That was a minute. Okay.
Love that line. A pregnant city with a Catholic mind is an incredible way to describe, you know, an Irish city. And I was reading Ben Beaumont Thomas in The Guardian writing about this record, which he gave 5 out of 5 stars and called it brilliant top to bottom. But in there, he says, Americans will proudly trumpet their Irish heritage, even if their only connection for generations has been Guinness soulfully supped in a Shamrock Festoon theme pub. But in pop music, it goes the other way. So basically saying a lot of Irish singers have tended to try to sound American.
Right.
Bono, Hozier, The Script are examples. But here, it points out that Fontaines Grian Chatton, I assume is how you pronounce it, embraces that Dublin Irish accent right
totally.
Up front. And almost like Alex Turner in the first Arctic Monkeys album where he had
totally.
That very distinctive singing, right? And you're
yep.
like, wow, that really caught me. But the record is not... it's not just, you know, straight ahead, tautly wound little short songs. There are some beautiful sort of melodies that stretch out in this record, Jim. And I know you've listened to it and
I love
it. Heard it. What are your thoughts?
I almost picked it for
oh,
new
fantastic.
Music for April.
Okay, great.
No, I love it. And it's one of those weird things. It's the power, I guess, of the streaming service now that this band came to my attention through Spotify
yeah.
because of other bands I listened to.
Oh, how
right?
interesting.
It flagged it as a band I might like.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right because it has that post-punk sound
it
that
really
I just
does.
Love. And
mm-hmm.
It's probably because I like bands like Proto Martyr and stuff like that
yeah.
that it flagged it for me. But yeah, I love that he sings in the accent. I love the drive of this record.
Yeah.
And I love that it, you know, sounds like Wire.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And I heard a little bit of the Vaccines and even a little bit of the Modern Lovers at times. So, you know, there's a lot to really like about this. So I think our listeners will really like it. And I hope they go and check it out. And I don't know if Fontaines DC are going to be big, but it's interesting
right.
that this is kind of the lead song from the record. And it's a cool declaration that they have.
The album is called Doggerel.
Doggerel, that's
yeah.
correct. Mm-hmm.
And that just came out. All right,
and is that their first record? I have no idea if they have anything
else. This is their debut.
Wow. So they're coming out hot. So let's keep an eye on this band and see what happens
yes.
to them.
Okay.
Cool.
So there's one.
Tick. The other one is interesting. I had listened to this band a little bit before, and they put out a new record in April. The band is called Witch Trial, and they're kind of a hardcore slash metal supergroup. And I was thinking about this because as you'll... I don't know if we'll get into this part later in the week, but recently we were talking to someone and There was a discussion on punk and metal and
right.
arrogance and, like, you know, who thought they were superior to who. And it made me think of this band, Witch Trial. And the reason it made me think of it is because I don't think that you could call it punk, or you could call it hardcore, or you could call it metal. It seems to me it's all of those elements mixed together, and it's just a loud, heavy rock and roll record, in my opinion. But see what you think, and then I can tell you a little bit about what I know about the band. But we're going to hear a song called Void of Form from their self-titled EP that came out April.
Okay, let me just say my assessment of it. First mm-hmm. time I've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying, that it could have appeal to more somebody who's more into punk, because
yeah.
the beginning of it to me sounds very Motorhead.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep.
Those guitars.
Exactly.
And the way
right.
the guitars lock in with the drums, and it's like super tight, and it's and not particularly flashy, but just like really solid, right?
Right.
And Motorhead was one of those bands, I think, that could straddle both sides.
Great observation.
Right.
Yep. So Witch Trial actually based in D.C.
Okay.
This record came out on Beach Impediment Records, which is a cool label based in Richmond.
Okay.
And basically, I mean, I wouldn't call these guys all stars to maybe general ears, but on the hardcore scene, there's some bands, Ajax, Firewater, Red Death, and Genocide Pact, that are all kind of East Coast bands that these guys played in. You know, Carson Cox is the front man. I'm sorry, Carson Cox produced some of their early stuff and this record. And it's just kind of cool. I like to listen to it. It really came to my mind. I actually found out about it because Bandcamp puts out a newsletter, an email each week with their picks from metal, rock, punk, and some of their different categories. So that's where I saw the Witch Trial and listened to it. So check that out. It's kind of good stuff.
All right. That's fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. Excellent. And do you feel that these songs somehow reflect your mood right now? And these are both kind of like harder songs,
yeah,
right,
maybe.
For you.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to toughen up. You know,
yeah,
I'm going
okay.
on a big hike here into Texas.
Oh, is that
Texas.
What it is?
Yes,
yeah.
I'm trying to be a little more stringent.
Well,
yeah.
It's funny because tomorrow when I make my new music picks for April, I'm going like a totally different direction.
Okay.
I'm mellowing us out, okay?
All right, sweet.
All right. Now, we like to end with a new cover song
yeah.
of an old song, and I picked one out, actually, that I think kind of goes with your theme a little bit
okay.
here, so we'll get to
cool.
that in a moment. First off, I mentioned the Patreon. Please support us there. I mentioned the P.O. box.
Yes, post office box, folks. Now, you can send that stuff directly to us. You won't have to email first and find the secret address, and you can send it right there to the USPS, and we will just swing by and pick up anything you send us. So free stuff, letters,
right.
correspondence,
so,
whatever.
Here we go.
All right.
Rock in the Suburbs at 800 West Broad Street, number 6577.
Okay.
Which we just discussed. Or those are two good music years.
I know. We just randomly.
65 and 77.
Pretty decent.
Pretty
just,
good.
We're handed that number randomly, folks. So I think it means something.
800 West Broad Street, number 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040.
Okay. I was
there you go.
Unsure about the zip code. 22040.
Yeah.
Great.
Right? Does
mm-hmm.
that sound right to you?
Yeah, it sounds perfect.
And you're monitoring that.
That's right.
You are
uh-huh.
on top of that.
I have a staff that's going to check that daily.
So,
and is our box big enough to fit something?
Of course.
Oh,
it's big. Whatever
beautiful.
You guys want to send.
Okay, I thought so. I thought it would hold anything.
I think if the box isn't big enough, they just hold it behind
oh,
the counter.
That's probably
and you
what
can
they
pick
do.
It up.
Yeah.
Right. So, free stuff. Send free
table.
Stuff our way.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Also, you can email us, rockatsuburbspod.com. Tell us about new music you've been listening to. We do like following up with episodes where listeners
mm-hmm.
make their picks. Or you can call, even better. We get your voice. You can talk a little bit about the song you like. 612-440-1984. Leave a message there or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Here we go.
All right.
A cover song. This only takes a little bit of explanation, but it goes with a sort of a punk theme here. It's a cover of a Ramones song.
Nice.
It is by a band called Starcrawler, which is an LA band.
Okay.
And the song is very specific to April because there was a new Stephen King movie that came out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That I don't think anybody saw,
mm-hmm.
but it was a
straight to video.
But this is funny because it's a remake of the movie Pet Sematary.
Oh.
And as you might recall, the Ramones did the theme
That's
song
right.
to Pet
they
Sematary.
Did. That was
so
cool.
They have a cover of the Ramones song
Beautiful.
For the movie by this band Starcrawler. So we'll leave you with that. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you with some more new music tomorrow.
That was cool.
I'll tell you what's hilarious about the Ramones. So Stephen King is a huge Ramones fan, which is why he approached them
right.
to write the theme for that song back in the 80s
mm-hmm,
or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing about the Ramones songwriting is that they just write a literal song about the story of of the movie. There's no and it also employs that I don't wanna, you know, because everything
yeah.
has to be either I wanna this or I don't wanna that. There's no like it's not like they wrote some metaphorical song about the themes. It's like, no, this is actually what happens in the movie.
That's right. I just don't want to be buried there.
It even gives you the twist.
I know. Like,